Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is organizational smells. If you come from an engineering background, surely you've heard about code smells, right? Those little things that help you realize that there might be an underlying issue. If you notice it, you know that you should probably dig deeper because something just might be there waiting for you to fix it. And in my line of work, of course, I've realized that the same applies to the way we structure our organizations, teams, and groups, and that it can, with some experience, be really easy to spot areas where you should be focusing your work and efforts on in order to create a more robust organization and create a culture you're really going to be proud of. And the way I come up with these organizational smells, the way I notice them when I start working with a new client, especially if I'm working remotely, you know, right now, COVID, I'm not there physically, I cannot see how they are working, I cannot walk the halls and see how meetings are being organized. The way for me to notice these kinds of things is to do this org chart debugging, where I go over with the CTO or the VP or whoever is the client and start taking notes about what happens when they explain to me how the organization is laid out. And today, I want to do something similar with you. We don't have an organizational chart, but I'm going to walk you through some of those smells that I'm very used to seeing quite often and how you can start addressing them. So first of all, one smell that I see often is when you compartmentalize mistakes. And that is when someone starts explaining to me structure and I notice redundancy. I see that there are some people who have what seems to be overlapping responsibilities. Like a company might have several chief architects or overlapping product organizations and so forth. When I see this and start asking, often what I hear is that these are all workarounds around sorts of issues with specific people. You made a new hire, it turned out not to be a great fit for the specific role you got them for, but you didn't want to fire them, demote them, move them, and so you ended up hiring a different person to fill the position without fixing the original issue. You're creating bypasses, and that is a great way to create a very weird and confusing organization where responsibility often gets lost and where people looking from the outside either don't understand what's going on and are confused or can see through what you're trying to do. And that sometimes is even worse as they see that there's lack of candor with your people and you do not provide them with the actual feedback about not doing the work properly and not coaching them to become good enough. You can find a link in the show notes to what I call cowardly management and how shying away from good feedback can ruin organizations and much more detail about that. But let's focus on the smell that leads you to seeing this, and that's compartmentalizing mistakes. You see that you have these pockets in your organization where you try and hide a person and create overlapping redundancies. Another smell is where I see this group or a team inside an organization, and I ask for each team, what is its purpose? What does it do to provide impact for the business and for the organization? And quite frankly, most teams have something defined, which is great. But I sometimes notice this group or team that doesn't really have anything specific. And this is a smell where I call sidelining results. How did this team come to be? Why is it okay to have a team or a group that does not really have a clear impact or at least a definition of how it should impact the organization? And digging deeper, this is again some sort of a bypass, often created by, for example, we had this founding team member we really value, and after 3 years, he or she got bored and we wanted to make sure that they stay here. So we created this team for them to do stuff. And what you end up doing is investing time and effort into a team that does not really provide anything worthwhile to the company. It doesn't move the needle. The only metric that team has is the happiness of that person you try to retain. And frankly, in the long term, those are not worth it. So that's another smell we want to be aware of, sidelining results. Next, There's this concept of outdated structures. When you start walking someone through your organizational chart, and this is something you can notice right now as you are onboarding new people and showing to them your team, notice when you have all the extra explanations out loud. So you have the organizational chart and it looks like this. Yeah, but Danny doesn't really report to Jane no more, or yeah, that team has that name, but they actually do this and that more in the past 2 years and that sort of stuff. And this is kind of like, you know, outdated comments in your code. We do not go back and fix those, and so people get used to not reading the comments. They know that they don't matter. And the same happens again with your organization. If you end up not investing the time renewing the names, making sure that whatever structure you have actually makes sense and communicates to your team and to your organization what you're up to, then they are gonna stop caring about whatever definition you have. They are gonna focus on the wrong things because things will not be as clear as they should be. And I have a recent blog post called the No Perfect Reorg. You should not be waiting for all the stars to align, to have all those key people here, to wait till COVID is over and whatever, till you have this perfect, pristine moment where you can perform your reorganization that has no issues. Perfectionism, in this case, is a way for you to procrastinate and push off the hard and important work you should be doing right now. If you notice that you have too many things that are outdated and that your structure no longer actually helps and aids your goals, you should be amending that. And again, see the link in the show notes if you want to dig deeper into how you can perform a reorg and not stay with this outdated structure. But again, the way for you to notice this is as you're talking about this, you see that you have all of these extra explanations, these asterisks next to some of the nodes in the organizational chart. And this is also the case where you see that the org chart is not growing as it should. You have this unbalanced tree as you look at it, and some branch is atrophying and decaying, and another branch is growing happily. And that is another sort of an outdated structure where a team is left over there with bad definition of their goals, and so they're not growing as fast as they should and are not connected to the rest of the organization. This outdated structure often means you need to consider a reorg. The next smell is premature organization. When I look at a team, and you know, some of those org charts don't have the actual individual contributors in each team, you just see the teams and their managers. And I might note that some director is managing, for example, six teams. And I'm like, whoa, do you have 30 to 50 to 60 people working in that specific group? And the CDO would say, no. It's like about 10 people. Most of the teams are like 2-3-person teams. And I'm like, why would you create that? And that for me is a smell where I noticed this premature organization that tells me that people might be trigger happy with promotions, don't know how to create a path forward for people, an engineering ladder, and so those people end up just demanding promotions. They don't know how to grow an organization in an organic manner. And basically, what this ends up doing is kind of like premature optimization in your code. You nail down too many things too early, and then performing changes is going to be a lot harder as you learn and as you grow, and you realize that whatever original organization structure you had no longer makes sense. So premature organization, often spotted by having a bunch of really, really small teams, a bunch of people with different titles responsible for, you know, every different nook and cranny of the product. So we have the backend lead, or specifically the Go backend lead and the JavaScript backend lead, and the person responsible for this frontend part and the person responsible for that. And you get this fiefdom where every person doing an end-to-end feature has to ask 4 people what they think about it. And that's premature organization. And lastly, there's this smell of developmental disorders. And this is kind of like the opposite of premature organization. When you see an organization where a single manager has a huge number of direct reports. And, you know, no one specifically said we're going to be building a flat organization. They just ended up not being able to create the right kind of structure with time. The organization is not developing as fast as it should be. Maybe because leadership doesn't know how to hire managers or coach people into becoming managers. Or maybe there's a micromanagement issue. They don't know how to delegate it. And so forth. But this is again the smell. You see that you have an unbalance, a team that is 4 years old and doesn't have enough managers in it. And the managers you do have are working really, really hard because they have to manage over a dozen people directly. These are the kinds of issues where simply by going over an organizational chart, you can spot these and really quite fast realize where you should be focusing your attention. And to you specifically, this might be a way to become aware of some of the smells you have in your team. If you're taking responsibility over an existing organization, this is a great exercise to perform. And in general, if you're considering, now as we're approaching 2021, what should you be doing other than the product roadmap? What's the leadership you're going to be doing? These might help you spot those areas where you can really help your team grow and be more prepared for whatever 2021 has in store. So go over your org chart, perform this debugging session, and see if you are compartmentalizing mistakes, sidelining results, have outdated structures, perform premature organization, or have developmental disorders. That's it for this week. As always, if you have any comments or questions, my email is in the show notes. Feel free to contact me. And I recommend that you sign up for my newsletter, the best newsletter online for tech executives. Link is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.